I am Roberta Schultz. I once told my high school American literature students that the red badge of courage was all I ever needed to know about the Civil War. And yet Stephen Crane wasn't even born during that war and had not yet experienced battle when he wrote his very realistic account. Some sources indicate that he pieced together his heart-wrenching narrative from talking to war veterans and from examining news articles written during wartime. Frederick Foote did not have to look far for his accounts of battle and its aftermath. In Medic Against Bomb, A Doctor's Poetry of War, he was there, piecing together the wounded and grieving for the dead. His 2014 collection from Grayson Books is the 2013 winner of the Grayson Books Poetry Prize and draws this praise from North Carolina's former poet laureate, Joseph Bethanty, who says, "These are tough poems, yet imbued with beauty born of truth that one can't turn away from. These poems are crucial. These poems are requiem." In the first section of Medic Against Bomb, entitled Contact, there are poems about wounded Iraqi soldiers, wounded American soldiers, the nurses and the doctors, innocent civilian victims, and the press. I noticed on reading this section that Foote often used some form or rhyme almost to make sense of the suddenly blind civilian, or the soldier missing limbs, or the special needs child thrown onto the medical helicopter to rid his family of the burden for his care. Most of the poems here are told from the medic's point of view, as he tries to make sense of the senseless. I would like to share part of a beautiful poem entitled, "You Gave the Iraqis Their Scarves," for Dr. Pat McKay. "You'd find a place no one could observe, bring out an ancient Singer sewing machine and squares of silk left over from a quilt the nurses made to celebrate our work. And there each night, like the breath of a word, you'd sew, quietly sew." In the second section entitled Battle Fugue, the poems abandon most conventions, favoring the hard-packed density of words associated with the battle experience in Iraq and the medic's struggle to put the wounded back together. Medical instruments are juxtaposed with military equipment in lines that almost demand to be barked through clenched teeth. Here's an example from the poem, Corman. "Reaches under Kevlar to auger the dawning flange no wider than fingers, torn flesh, thin door, flash back to times of homely diarrhea, pack him like you never packed before. Clipping with Kelly's abdominal chitlins, pushing trach on counter, marine boots still on. Sam, stick with me, Sam." Foote provides notes at the end of the volume for those not acquainted with medical and military jargon. He explains the Kelly's as surgical clamps and the trach as an abbreviation for the tracheotomy, a procedure for cutting open the windpipe to ease breathing. I use the glossary after reading all the poems to get a deeper understanding. Although the poems themselves were comprehensible enough to me without the explanations, I like to fully understand. The third section of the book is called The Ruins of Peace and deals mainly with the after effects of war on a country, the soldiers, and the medical teams. Those effects often last for years or may never go away. One poem, Blood Brothers, paints a picture of enemies who die together. The flight swirled down from the roof where the troops went in, and somehow, amid confusion and acrid haze, these two fell down together, a beardless Marine poured out on a Mujahideen, killed by grenades. Foote calls his final section Coda. It contains one small poem that I will read in its entirety. The Gunner John. "Pity him here, his skull crushed by a tread, beneath the mud pressed out, one intact jaw, some teeth at 90 degrees, the scraps of a tongue. Was he no more than this? No, this was a mask. Place it in calm beneath the ground, and when he takes it off, he'll still be whole." Frederick Foote is a retired U.S. Navy physician who lives in Bethesda, Maryland. He's the director of Warrior Poetry Project at Walter Reed National Medical Center. A portion of the proceeds from his book, Medic Against Bomb, A Doctor's Poetry of War, goes to the Green Road Project for Wounded Warriors. You can find a link to this book at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.